Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 143, we'll be meeting with Patricia from Explora Journeys, and this episode is a little bit different because we are meeting on Explora Journeys. I had the absolute privilege of cruising on Explora One from November 27th to December 5th, and we had just an amazing time, and I had the opportunity to sit down with Patricia and just talk about the highlights of what we each liked about the ships and what some of our venues were that we liked. So I'm so happy that you're here and you're able to tune in. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel. And remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast.
Hi, everybody. It's Kathleen Penner from Plenty of Sunshine Travel. And today I'm joined with Patricia. And I'm so happy to be in person. So often we do these by Zoom.
I know.
And yet in person is so much better. And it's so funny because we're on Explora One and we're on Explora Journeys. And we've been here. This is now our seventh full day. Mm-hmm. We have 3 days left. This is our sea day, and then we've got Martinique, and we've got St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And yes. Did I say that right, Grenadines?
You did. Yeah. You did.
Sometimes I mess up words. and it has been fantastic. And what's so funny is I was just saying to her, you know what, let's sit down really quick, and I'm glad you're holding a drink, because they're going to be right on us. So and they have, like, this ship has the best service I've seen. They are on so fast, and the smiles, and they're genuine. Yeah,
they're genuine. I say it every time. They're just genuine. They're happy to be here. They're happy to serve. Yeah. They're happy to have a conversation. They just want to see everybody having a great time.
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. And it has definitely been a highlight. I think this has been one of the best cruises I've had, and it's been amazing. And I really like how, to me, the ship is perfectly sized. Same. I don't know your thoughts. I think it's not so large that you're going to get lost, or you go all the way to the front and what you needed was the aft, and it's a 10-minute walk. You can, it's big enough that you have venues.
Yeah.
And you have things, exactly. All the entertainment you need.
It's almost like midship size, but small ship feeling. Right. But if we did a small ship, we wouldn't have all the choices that we have. And I think now that you've been on board and you've walked around, you see there's 6 different restaurants, there's 12 different bars and lounges, 4 pools, and you're like, if we were smaller than this, we wouldn't have that opportunity. Right. It's really nice to have all this space because we're not filling the ship with guests. Rather, we're making the guests that we have on board really happy with our spaces and enough privacy between, different groups of people so that you can have that conversation without someone looking over your shoulder and knowing what you're talking about.
Absolutely. In fact, these lovely couches, we are in the Malt Whiskey Lounge Bar.
Whiskey Bar, you got it.
It's incredible. And over in the corner, there's more of a cigar lounge. And we were touring it last night, and one of the wonderful crew said to myself, if you're ever missing your husband, they're usually in here. The couches are just encompassing. They're so beautiful. And that seems to be such a nice man cave, manly area.
It is, but it's just cozy, and it's got great views. I mean, you can see sort of the ocean to the side of us. You know, in the evening, you see that beautiful sunset. Great way to have, a pre-drink prior to your meal and just conversate with people. It's really, really nice and just very richly decorated. Mm-hmm. And again, other than the ocean, you kind of forget that you're on the water, right? Like you kind of just melt into the different spaces, and it really just does feel different.
Right, and being a brand new ship, I think she's just over 100, some days old, 4 months, a few days.
There you go.
I'll do that one exactly, not the days. so smooth. It's just beautiful. If you're thinking, oh goodness, I can't go, I'm going to get seasick, give this ship a try. It really has been smooth. It's been beautiful.
Good.
And I love it. It's so nice. What's your favorite restaurant so far? Well, no, you've been on a few times, so not so far.
So, so I will give my honest opinion for me personally. Mm-hmm. And the reason I choose, it is delicious, but I also can't make any of the menu items. Mm-hmm. So Sakura will always be my favorite because I love Pan-Asian food. I love sushi, so I can eat there all day, every day.
Yes.
But I think you can agree, and I hope you've tried all the venues. Mm-hmm. Every single restaurant, and I'm not just saying this, is fantastic. There is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone walks away so content with their meal, different choices. Lots of different vegan and gluten-free options automatically, so that makes a lot of our guests really happy because they're not looking for a special menu, right? And I think one thing I will say for those of you considering traveling with Explorer, you know, there's two restaurants, our steakhouse, Marble & Co. and Sakura, which is our Pan-Asian, that you can make reservations for.
And you should.
Yes. Absolutely. But it does not mean that it is better than the other restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're simply smaller locations within the ship, so we just need to control spreading out our guests. Mm-hmm. But I think we've been trained that if you need a reservation, it must be more special, and truly every single restaurant is special with a great choice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I agree with you. I enjoyed it there. In fact, I had the sirloin. It's not usually my favorite cut of meat. Mm. I find it sometimes a little bit tougher. It's like, I could cut it with a butter knife.
I know.
They had it cooked to perfection.
Yes.
It was so delicious.
Well, and we have a dry ager on board, so for any steak lovers out there, you know dry aging is really important at a certain amount of days, so we do have the best cuts of meat on board.
Oh, I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and my husband is a big seafood person. I'm not so much personally. I'm a little bit on the picky side of the scale. You'd never guess that. But, I could have choices. There were many choices that I could still eat, and he just loaded up with all the fish food, so he was great.
Good.
And even up in the Emporium, which surprises me, being a buffet, you'd think, okay, standard buffet food. No. Mm-hmm. They've got
nothing like a buffet.
All the fresh pastas, fresh raviolis, the carvery station.
Yep.
Stir fries, like it's almost all made to order.
And that's really important to understand because it's a marketplace. So there's no serving yourself. Everything is cooked to order. And it is really quick. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know if I want to stand, but there's no lineups. You're really getting served right away. Our pastas are made fresh daily. Mm-hmm. Bread is baked fresh daily every day. So it's just such, the quality is so strong. And week after week, as guests come on and off and do their surveys, it continues to get one of the highest scores. So that says a lot for a marketplace. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, I agree. Because normally I wouldn't choose a buffet for dinner.
No.
That's just, no, I don't want to walk around and decide and make my plate and you end up with this eclectic amount of food, but it's been perfect.
Yes.
And we've had two dinners there. Mm-hmm. And we did not go away upset.
Dinner.
It was so good.
Oysters and crab legs, and it's definitely a great selection.
And lobster. The whole sushi table right at the... I could go on. Absolutely, absolutely. We went to Marvin Company last night.
Mm-hmm.
That prime steak was... Prime rib was so delicious, so good. So biggest. My husband had the lamb, of course. Just everything was just perfect. And what's so funny, and I'm sure you guys, if you're following along here, you've seen some of the pictures. Even folding the napkin, they made it look like a cow.
It sure does. That. There's a lot of finer details to really make you sink into your environment.
That's
it's so true.
Yes. And then we ended up eating one, I think it was the second night. Mm-hmm. We ate at the Mediterranean. I'm sorry, Med Yacht Club.
Yeah.
I loved the appetizers to share.
Yes, tapas to begin. Yeah. Great way to try and share a few things before ordering your main. And they have my favorite dessert. It's a semifreddo. Did you have with the salted caramel?
Oh, I haven't had that yet.
It's delicious. I think I go to the restaurant just for that specific dessert.
We're going there tomorrow. In fact, with you, I think.
Yes,
there
you go. So we'll try it together.
So we're going to try it. Yeah. And the first night we had dinner at the French restaurant, Phil Rouge, and that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So and good. Did you try the souffle?
I did.
Yeah, so souffle, the flavor changes. That's our specialty within that restaurant. And, you know, we learned a lot about souffle, more than I ever knew.
Yes.
And really, if you have the dish and it rises up above, that's how you know it's been made to perfection. And it really
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I'm getting hungry. I just ate lunch. It's amazing. But yeah, every venue that we've had has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I love that there's really only one that has an additional charge, unless you do the chef's kitchen. Those are the two, Chef's Kitchen and Anthology.
Yep.
So it's really, everybody's on an even playing field.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. You got it.
There's nobody, you know, above or extra or, you know, feeling elite. And I'm gonna go here. Nope. Everybody's the same. And it's just been great.
Good.
So now I did a whole segment this morning on pools.
Ooh.
And I am very surprised how many pools there are. And there's just so much space. And all of those chairs and cabanas.
Yeah, and it's, again, nicely divided. Mm-hmm. There's some plants and different stands in between, you know, creating some space between each guest. But there's plenty of spots to be able to, and actually dip into the pool, right?
Yes.
You're not all crowded around one. So again, it's the reason we chose the size of ship that we have is so that we have the four different pools. And then the conservatory with the retractable roof right now, it's open. I think I didn't walk through today, but it's been open and closed because we're obviously in the Caribbean, so the weather's wonderful. But if it's not, what a great sanctuary to be in there.
Yes.
And then if you get hungry, you go get a scoop of gelato and a crepe and a peanut butter milkshake, and there's plenty of things to enjoy there as well.
I was about to say that. Those milkshakes. Mm. Yep. I've had a couple of those.
They're
we
winners.
Came back from port all gross and sweaty and red. There's nothing better than let's grab a milkshake and go up to the room.
That's
just
so
cooled
great.
Us right down.
Yeah,
it was awesome. But more than that, it's the service, and that's really what's you know, drawn me and made it just seem so outstanding to me. Is the service
That's great.
Of people, and I really like that. And I want you guys to come on board, as I'm sure Patricia
as
does.
Do I.
Yes.
And I think, would you agree, Kathleen, like I said, before you got on board, we've had conversations, if you've seen it in the previous videos, and I keep saying it's different.
Right.
Would you agree it's different now?
I would. It's just got a much more serene feel, very relaxation. I think that's one of the key points. I know that we did the spa tour. The spa manager took us around as well today and just showed us the ambiance, the music, the relaxation. And that's everywhere. It's not just the spa.
Yeah. Yep.
And you just feel at home.
Good.
I think it is.
I love it.
And I think that's why you guys call some of the suites your residence.
Yes.
Is you're supposed to feel, and you do feel, like you're at home.
Yeah, it's our homes at sea. It's to make you capture that whole ocean state of mind is really important to us as our mantra. And I think we really do a great job captivating that.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you on that one. Now, do you know offhand how many suites there are? There's 400 and some.
461 suites.
461 suites.
All oceanfront and all with a terrace.
Lovely. So there's something, there's a suite waiting for you. There's always something that you're going to want.
Yes.
And that's a definite part. You know, there's something for every budget and every taste.
Yeah.
And the one that we're in is classed as, you know, the entry level, which is bigger than any other entry level suite. From what I can see square footage wise.
You got it. It's 377 square feet. So when you walk in, you're like, ooh, this already feels different. I got plenty of space to walk around the bed. I have a great couch with a coffee table, beautiful table and daybed out on your terrace. So you really... It creates this ambiance that you want to go back to your suite and you want to enjoy. It's not like you're trying to get out of your suite to go to the main spaces. Your suite is just as wonderful to be in.
It is. So one thing I had totally found is that our suite is just cleaned impeccably. Our cabin steward, our host attendant, is actually outside every day with a squeegee, and he's cleaning that balcony so that you get those crystal clear ocean views. So often when I'm cruising, I get a letter in my room saying, you know, your balcony is going to be inaccessible between this time and this time. And they do them all in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out there every single day, and it's making it just so that you can see outside without any hesitancy. Nothing getting in your way, none of that salt streaks that you're going to get. We're in the ocean. But it's so clean, and it's so incredible, and I absolutely love it. It's just...
Great.
It's beautiful. And I really want to come back. And I know that we're not done yet, but I still want to be here. It's just so nice. And it's been amazing. And I want to thank you, too, for allowing us to meet together and to hang out the whole week to be here. And I appreciate it greatly that we're together.
Yes. I know. Wonderful, for sure. Thank you. I'm happy that you took the time. I could speak about this forever, so very happy to get a few moments with you to chat about it.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, everybody, for watching. I really appreciate it, and I really want to get you on board, so make sure you reach out to me. info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. I have the experience. I've been on board. I will be by the end of this for 9 days. I have the contacts with Patricia and others at head office. So I can make sure that your journey is seamless and just perfectly tailored for you. So make sure you reach out to me. I'm here for you. So thank you so much for watching, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see you guys really soon. I know you'll see me next week on the cruise chat, but I hope to see you on board one of our group cruises. Excellent. So bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's cruise chat with Patricia from Explore Journeys. I know it was a little bit different because we met on board and we met in one of the public venues, and sometimes people come through. It was we had to do a little bit of fun editing for that one. But it was still great to sit and to meet with her and to be able to enjoy just the phenomenal ship. To be able to go on a brand new ship. She wasn't even 90 days old when I was able to be there. And, you know, it was just amazing to experience her firsthand. And that's one of the things I love about my job, is I get to go on these phenomenal cruises and just to, you know, take one for the team and explore on the ships and enjoy it. I really thoroughly did enjoy her itinerary. I thought it was just a fabulous itinerary to go to some of those really nice and deep Southern Caribbean. I love being able to go to Bonaire, to Curacao again. Curacao has the best snorkeling that you'll ever experience in the Caribbean, I feel. You know, you can see so incredibly far, and the water is just crystal clear. And Bonaire, we rented a golf cart. We got to go out and do some things. So make sure you're tuned into our channel, because we're actually in the process of editing them, but I have daily vlogs. So from each day that I was on that cruise, and it was a 10-day cruise, so each day you'll be able to travel along with me. You'll be able to see the things I experienced and be able to explore journeys. Oh, that's interesting. Explore journeys with me. And it's just great. And I'm so happy that I was able to do that. So make sure you subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to this on our Cruising the Waves podcast and you want to see some of the images, especially in the vlogs, because I don't put the vlogs up on the podcast, obviously, make sure that you go to Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube and tune into those, and make sure you subscribe to our channel. So thank you so much, guys, for following along. Next week, I'm going to be meeting with Paul Gauguin Cruises, and we're going to be looking at some of their French Polynesian offerings. Just absolutely phenomenal how they've been there. I believe it's almost 25, 26 years, if not more, and it's a special anniversary for them. So make sure that you've tuned into that episode, because there's some pretty fantastic offers coming. So thank you guys so much for watching. I hope to see you guys next week when we meet Paul Gauguin. But I also really would love to see you on some of our group cruises. So I hope to see you on board one of these times. I have so many cruises upcoming. Just drop me a line, info@plentysunshinetravel.com. I'll send you the long list and maybe we can meet up. Who knows? Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.